spite of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we are a couple of critics. This podcast is going to be real exciting. We just had a great experience. We're going to talk about it a little more, but I'll let my beautiful wife lead off. So what are we talking about today, my love?
Yeah, so today we're going to kind of talk about our epic adventures. So we went to Epic yesterday, and so I think we're going to kind of talk about our experience, and also we stayed at the Helios Hotel, which is, you know, right in Epic.
Is it Helios or Helios? Is Helios?
I think it's Helios, but there's an I. I think it's Helios.
It's Helios.
But
okay, yeah. All right. Because I'd be botching. You know, I'd be botching up names.
Yesterday was their first night, their first day opening. So we stay there for the day and kind of experience that whole. So I think we're going to kind of explore that. And
all right. Well, if y'all don't know, let's do a little background. Okay. Epic Universe is the new amusement park that just opened for Universal. Now, Universal right now is because before Epic had three parks. It had Alice Adventures, Universal Studios, and Volcano Bay. Volcano Bay is their water park. Mm-hmm. Alice Adventures is more of their themey park type thing with different sections. And Universal is more of the movie adventure rides and stuff like that. Now, me and my wife have been pass holders for Universal for many years. I've worked with Universal Music Group for many years and different artists and stuff, so we have a history with Universal as a whole. So, you know, when they announced about 2.5 years ago that they were opening a new park called Epic, we were very excited about that. A couple of people I know actually worked on it. Shout out to Gregory Hall. He's the gentleman that designed the Raptor ride, and then he worked on the Dark Universe ride, which we'll talk about. So, you know, there's a lot of ties. I know the people that do some of the food there. So, you know, there's a lot of history with Universal. So, we definitely were going to support, you know, this new endeavor called Epic. Now, earlier this year, they had previews for family, friends, and stuff like that. We were not able to go due to time constraints and things like that. So we just weren't able to go to make it out there. We had so many other things we had to do. But we definitely made it for the opening of the new flagship hotel that's in the park called Helios.
Yes.
And the annual pass
holders preview.
So, you know, so we had the opportunity to go to Helios, check out the hotel, walk through it. The room is beautiful. The staff is great. It was a beautiful stay. You got to see the lights up at the park. You got to at night, you got to experience the cuisine and the food there. It's, you know, just that experience alone with the hotel was great. Like if the experience stopped there, I would be okay, because it was great. What do you think, my love?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the hotel was very nice and welcoming. It was great. You know, the concierge, they do have this really, really cool roof bar that's pretty amazing. But you do have to be, you know, you do have to stay there in order to have access to it. But it was pretty cool.
So people don't be popping up the hotel talking about her. Cassie Bill says it's a hotel. No, you got to be a guest there.
Yeah, it's
now,
only for guests.
That may change in the future. But, you know, and I'll talk about that later, my thoughts on certain things for the future. But we'll get into diving that a little bit later in the podcast. Yeah. But the hotel was great.
It was.
So then from the hotel, you got early access into the park. Now, the park opened at 11 o'clock. But if you stay at the hotel, you got to go at 10. But the only bad thing about it was that none of the lands were open until 11.
Yeah.
There was only, so you could explore the, because the way they have is a centralized, kind of like a big circle, right? And then all points of the points of the circle, you have the different lands. You have Nintendo Land, you have Harry Potter Land,
Dark Universe,
and Nintendo, and the World of Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon. So all those were closed, right? But we got to walk around the park. You know, it's a beautiful park. Now, I was telling my wife this when we were there, so you know, transparency and honesty here. I wasn't wild by the park itself, by the general middle area. Mm-hmm. Now they have water fountains, a water area, which is beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful, but I wasn't wild. You know, it wasn't screaming epic to me. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful though.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like whoa to me. It was nice. You ever been somewhere where, you know, I'm not downing them. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Right.
But it wasn't like, oh my God, like all the hype and people were talking about. So I was not impressed. Mm-hmm. I was expecting more just from the general area with the water. But it was beautiful though. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. But it wasn't like wow to me. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I will agree with you to some extent. I did find some, you know, different little wow, but I think the general area is kind of the same with all their other parks, like Adventures, you know, the whole general area with the water park. It's all kind of, I think it's all related. It's all kind of similar, right? So you still get that, you know, you're in Universal. Mm-hmm. Although the park is not, you know, is not connected to the other three, but it's still like I'm in Universal Park feel.
Well, yeah, we could dive into that since you mentioned it. Yeah, it's not. See, this is what I think. I don't like that it's not connected to the other parks. Mm-hmm. That's the problem I had in the beginning when they mentioned it and where it was, because technically from where we live, Epic is closer to us to get to than Universal, which is funny. But I didn't like that it's not connected. Mm-hmm. And in the future, I see that being a hindrance. Mm-hmm. But I do see them, though. See, so now, if you follow us, you're going to look at, we have a video that we're going to do as well, a video vlog with this. And I was able to, through Harry Potter Land, go into this other area that was not for guests, but it was open because they're still doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And I saw a whole field of construction workers working on something else. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of land where they have that. So they're expanding.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Yeah. So that did give me some type of hope that it's not going to be this park by itself isolated over here that they are, because I went there and I saw all these people in construction hats and they looking at me. I'm looking at them. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be back here. So I do have hope for the future. They're expanding, maybe doing something like another type of city walk over there.
Yeah, like a water park.
Or some type of other thing over there. So kind of like Disney, where like, you know, all the Disney products, they're on Disney, but you know, you got to drive
and
here. So I think they're that's it. But right now, I don't like that by itself. Mm-hmm. But let's get back into the park. So once 11 o'clock came, we went to Wizarding Harry Potter. Now, when I went in, and the first thing you see is these arches. It's like the gates in France, the big loom type pillar, you know, that was epic. And I said, yes, now this is what I'm talking about. Now this is epic, you know, because the entry and then the attention to detail.
Yes.
Because the whole Harry Potter land world is in Paris. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. The detail is massive. You know, you have 5-story buildings, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe 4 or 5, whatever. And it's detailed and stuff. It's beautiful.
It is.
So what was your thoughts about that?
No, I was taken back by it. I mean, they did a really good job. I mean, the architect, you know, and even the little, you know, stuff like they have a cafe in there, like a little French cafe, so you can sit and eat. And we ate there, you know, and it's very, very nice. I would say that is definitely epic. Like you said, it was, you know, I mean, we do have a little con, but still. Mm.
Yeah. Before we go to con, the food was great.
Yes.
We tried the, what was those little Fritz. What do you call the little pancake with the thing we had?
Oh, parfaits or? Yeah. No, it's not parfait. So, you know, we had no crepes.
Crepes.
Yes, it was a crepe that we had.
Yeah, they had this like
yeah, it was a dessert.
It was dessert, mm-hmm. and then a cinnamon bun, and it was delicious.
And it was a croissant cinnamon bun.
It was delicious. Mm-hmm. We sat out. They have this restaurant that's like a Paris.
Yeah, it's like Paris.
A Paris restaurant. They have an outside thing, and we sat outside mm-hmm. and ate. It was a beautiful thing.
Like pretend you're in a different country.
Yeah,
right?
It was very beautiful. Nice. One thing I can say about this preview was that it wasn't overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, the crowd, I mean, there was people there, but it wasn't like overcrowded. Mm-hmm. I never once felt like I was kind of like, oh my God, you know, I felt like that before Universal mm-hmm. and, you know, sometimes depending when you go.
Yeah.
But now, of course, this is just a preview.
Yeah,
and only people with annual passes were allowed to be in there. So, of course, the crowd was probably lower now, but it was beautiful. Now, this park only has one attraction,
mm-hmm.
which is the Harry Potter ride, the Ministry of Mischief. Right now, this is the negative.
That's a negative.
We wanted to ride the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into the ride and see the whole ministry set is beautiful.
Section you can go in you there. Go,
and stuff, but to get on the ride itself, you have to do a virtual queue.
Yes.
Which is the worst thing ever. You know, it's horrible.
I hate virtual queues.
And so if you don't know what the virtual queue is, it's like when they open up slots, you have to go on your app and press a time slot. Now, they have three. They have 11, 3, and 6. Yep. All day we were trying 11
all
o'clock
day.
Pressing the time, and it's saying sorry, we did it those three times and did not able to get in. And I think that's horrible. There's so many people that came just specifically for that ride,
mm-hmm.
and they do virtual queue. So we talked to somebody regarding that, and they said that they probably will do that for the rest of the year
mm-hmm.
until next year and stuff. And I'm like, that's ridiculous, because now people that really want to experience this aren't able to experience this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People that really want to come to Harry Potter Land and enjoy mm-hmm. the rides and talk about it. You know, one of the gentlemen said that they haven't even been able to get on the ride and they work there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think Universal has to do a better job at that, because virtual queues are horrible. We had that problem
with Disney. Yes, you know, with their virtual queues.
Where the Star Trek thing.
Yes.
The virtual queues are not good.
They're not.
They're horrible. And I think they need to get rid of that, because at the end of the day, that's the only ride there.
Mm-hmm.
So see, the thing is, if you want to enjoy Harry Potter more, you can go to Universal or to Alice Adventure, take the train to each and stuff like that, and enjoy the rides there. But this virtual queue, I would say go there if you want to see, like, you know, the Paris ministry.
Yeah, if you want to see all the sceneries.
Yeah, which is great. They had some bad band singing mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You know, the restaurants are, they have a couple of restaurants are good. So for that, but don't bet on going to that ride.
Yeah, because chances are you may see that the available times are available. You keep clicking it and you're not going to get it.
I think
we would rather stand in line. I think everyone who was there would rather wait in line for a couple of hours, you know, being that you're going to get in mm-hmm. than, you know, having to select you for this virtual line.
Yeah, I think they're doing that because I think they're trying to not oversaturate it so much, but I think it's just horrible. I think mm-hmm. anybody that practices in a virtual queue is just horrible, and it just turns real fans, dedicated people off.
Yes.
Another thing that is a pet peeve of mine is the ordering on the app.
Yes, everything you had to order was on the food.
Now, I think, well, in other lands you're able to go to, but a lot of them you have to order. They have the barcode in the middle of the mm-hmm. table, and you scan it. And you pay something. Now, if you don't know, that started for COVID. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when COVID came, we were restricted from really talking to people, mm-hmm. touching, you know, stuff like that. So they created that and they kept it. And I think, to me, that hinders the experience
mm-hmm.
of going there. You know what I'm saying? I want to go up. I want to order. I want to look at the menu.
Yeah.
It takes that away. Now, I think the other land we did, they said you could go up to an order if you want. But the only cool thing about that is that when you order, they they do bring it to your table.
Yeah, because so and some of them, yeah, you had to have your table first. Mm. You had to sit down for the table,
yeah,
then order because you have to put the number, you know, when you order on your app. And then once the food is ready, they bring it to you.
So that's pretty cool. But, you know, so that's pretty cool. So when we were sitting outside on the patio and we were, you know, saying we ordered and we were waiting, mm-hmm, and then they brought it out. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. Now, it was a little bit of a wait, not too long, but a little bit of wait. I do fear that when they are really, really crowded, that wait could be even longer. Yeah, that wait
might be longer.
But also you have to take it, they still are learning, mm-hmm, the system, learning, you know, the staff and stuff. So, you know, by time the crowds do come, it could be really faster, mm-hmm, and really they're just producing it. You, mm-hmm, know what I mean? So, you know, so hopefully that will get faster, that service. But overall, it was a pleasant experience there. So after that, we went to Dark Universe.
Yes.
So I'll let you talk about Dark Universe first before I talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, I went to Dark Universe. I mean, Dark Universe is what I was looking forward to the most to seeing. And so when we got in there, it was, you know, I wasn't wow away, but I mean, it was still a really, really neat universe. I mean, everything was to the point with Dark. You had your Frankenstein and there was the ride we did was a Frankenstein ride, I believe. The ride was okay. You know, it wasn't it had some mechanical coolness to it, but it really did not wow me. But I will tell you, went to the restaurant. That restaurant wowed me. That's where you had the black burger, you know, and then, you know, we sat in the famous table. I don't know why we sat there, but we were the only ones
sitting there.
I'm really not sure why, though.
Let's go back, okay? Okay, we did the Frankenstein ride. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that real quick. Now, shout out to Gregory Hall. My boy, he helped with the design. Mm-hmm. So, great. But I'm going to say some things because, you know, I'm honest, right? Now, this is not a reflection on him or anybody, just, mm-hmm, in general. I wasn't wild by the ride.
Yeah, I wasn't
wild. I think the Harry Potter ride in Universal's better put, mm-hmm, together. I saw, from my perspective, the animation, I think they could have done more live. It was more of a 3D-ish video game type animation.
Right, yeah.
That to me kind of looked like they rushed that animation,
mm-hmm,
because they wanted to focus on the, because it's one of those things that they have, maybe. They have interaction with the puppeteer and mechanic stuff like that. So they have this, you know, augmented reality type thing, mm-hmm, where they're trying to, you know, combine the two. The animation, I think, could have just been better. I think it was rushed because I think they were trying to put together a great ride, but certain things had to be cut, in my opinion. And I think they could have done better on the animation or made it live. That's one. Then two, I saw too much of the mechanical stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of mechanical.
I saw the
with the Frankenstein.
I saw the bars that, mm-hmm, were holding the together. I saw the rods. I saw a lot of the bottom of I saw too much of the mechanics of it. Where when I rode Harry Potter or the other rides, I didn't really, you know, what's really good at doing that. I think the Transformers ride. No, yeah, the Spider-Man
the
ride.
Spider-Man
ride.
I think Transformers.
You know, and Transformers was good. The, mm-hmm, Spider-Man ride. They were really good at the, you know, at that. This one, it just didn't wow me. I didn't like the animation. I mean, the animation was beautiful.
The animation.
But I thought it could have been better. But it was great. If it was just like an animated, mm-hmm, thing to look, great. Perfect. But for the ride, I think it could have been a little bit more live. The animatronics seemed a little bit like there was no like wow factor to me about that. It was just like, okay. So, you know, but like I said, you know, I do think the rides, you know, Spider-Man, Transformers ride, you know, even the Mummy ride roller coaster was just a little bit better as, mm-hmm, far as like giving that augmented reality, you know, film with animatronics. So I thought that. Then we did, like you said, we got the black burger, the black Doz burger there. Delicious. It was, you know, the fries were seasoned, thick fries. Mm-hmm. Good. The burger was delicious. They give you a good size cup too, and you can get like unlimited refills,
which was good.
Of the soda. But the burger was great. Now, I don't even eat hot stuff. You know, I'm very sensitive to hot stuff. Mm-hmm. And this thing had peppers with green onions on it. And I bit it all. And it did have a little spice, a little hotness for me. But it was delicious. The burger was done. The blackness of it, like the outside was crispy. So when you crunched into it, it looked like it could be like charcoal burnt.
Yeah, you, but
like
it you were enjoying that burger, yeah, sure.
That burger was good. Mm-hmm. But the only downfall for that, which we found out today, was because they dyed the burger, right? They have to for it to. When you poop, it will be green. Because when I went to the bathroom earlier today,
TMI,
and I'm like, wipe my booty and I see green. I'm like, what the hell is this? I had to look up like, where the hell green? I thought maybe I had some kidney problems or bladder problems. Something was going on in my life. I got to go to the hospital. But then I saw that if you eat food that's with heavy dye, it could come out green. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what did I eat? And I was like, the black burger. Yeah. So be know that like if you eat the burger, you're going to have green poop.
Yeah.
Don't get scared. That's just your system, how it does it. We didn't ride the roller coaster.
We didn't.
And it wasn't because we didn't. It just didn't. It seemed cool, but it just was like not appealing.
We didn't really.
Yeah, it spins and stuff. The only other negative I have about the real negative is that it's small compared to Harry Potter and the other ones. It's small. Mm-hmm. And it's not like wow. Now maybe if we go back at night and they have some special things mm-hmm. going on, I'm making more. I think that's a place that you have to visit at night.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they do Halloween Horror Nights, you know, mm-hmm. as we know, it's always on, you know, in Universal. But if they do bring it to Epic, maybe they will do it in Dartmoor's Village. Yeah. I mean, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool for that to be part
for
of
that
yeah,
that Halloween be Horror cool. Nights. And because they focus on Dr. Victoria and Frankenstein and stuff. So yeah. Hopefully.
But I mean, but it's kind of small though. It still is small. It's small. It really is. You know, the thing is this, you could see where they cut the corners mm-hmm. with this park, you know, because all the parks are not the same size. All the areas are not the same size. And you can see where they put more money into compared to other places.
Harry Potter.
You know, so they put the money into Harry Potter. But Dark Universe, and also I think because Dark Universe isn't something that is, see, because if y'all don't know the history of Dark Universe was supposed to be Universal's thing. Tom Cruise started it with the Mummy when he did that mm-hmm. years ago. And it was supposed to launch this whole Dark Universe trilogy, you know, epic thing, mm-hmm. right? The Mummy, and then it was supposed to be Dracula, then all of that. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be this big thing, but it fell through. Mm-hmm. It was just something that just didn't happen. Yeah. So I think Universal translated that. Well, you know what? We didn't use the Dark Universe theme for the movies, mm-hmm. but we could use it
for the park.
And so they went with the theme there, Dracula,
Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Yeah.
So I think they used it there. Now, is Universe planning to do the Dark Universe and bring it back? That would be cool, but we'll see. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's some rumors that it may happen, but you know, but so I think that's why maybe they didn't put a lot of money into that like they did Harry Potter mm-hmm. and the other ones. So that's it. So, but like I said, it's still nice to go.
Yeah.
Go towards the evening. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a lot better. The food is great.
Yes, the food.
And stuff. And it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. But like I said, don't expect to be, it's really not big. And you walk in, you see one ride, and then you walk around and pretty much
The whole exploring Dartmoor Village.
Hopefully they have more actors and stuff would make it good. So the next place we went was Nintendo Land.
World.
That was my food. I wanted to go to Nintendo Land. And It was awesome.
Like, it was.
Like, when you go into to you go up the escalators and you go in and you are instantly transported into Nintendo Land.
And that was pretty cool. I would say Nintendo was a very, very cool land.
Yes. It, I mean, it was phenomenal. Now, see, that's when I said this is epic. You go in and you see all the characters from Mario Brothers, Yoshi. You see, you see all these things and it's great. They have some pretty decent rides.
Yeah, some of the rides were really good.
You know, I think what was the first ride we went on?
The carts.
Yeah, we went on the cart.
Yeah.
Now, I
it was cute.
It was cute. I think the wait was way too long.
It was. But then that's when the park started to get more crowded because a lot of people. Yeah.
And so it was way too long. But, it was an interesting ride. You know, it's like
one of those
interactive wear a helmet. And there's things going on around you. Plus, in the headset they give you has like a glass that is showing you things too.
Exactly.
Like you're supposed to chase it and supposed to shoot the thing. And score you. So, I mean, it's a nice ride. Was it worth the wait?
No, I don't think so.
It was a nice ride. Also, what they have there is these, you have to go buy, I think for like $20, these watches that you hit the boxes and you get special prizes and things from it. And that's cool for the little kids. Yep. You buy it for them. They hit the little boxes.
And they get a little prize.
You know, the question mark
the
boxes.
Question
like
mark
America,
buses.
And they get prizes and stuff like that. And that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Then we rode the Yoshi ride.
Yes.
Which was pretty much, you talk about it, because it was like,
I mean, it was cute.
Yeah.
You know, it was, like I say, I think the rides are supposed to be towards, like, your kitty.
Yeah, you just sat on Yoshi and went around and did, like, press the button and you get the egg. I mean,
it wasn't anything.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I think, the only problem I have with the Yoshi ride, right, it's one of those slow-moving rides that just goes around.
Yeah, it just goes around.
Right? So, and it has little interactive things and whatever, which is cool. I think if it was longer and went around the, if it allowed you to see the entire park, I think that would have been cooler.
Yeah.
If it was one of those rides, it's kind of like how the monorail ride at Disney is, that ride that goes all through Disney,
goes,
you can see.
Through,
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think that would have been cooler if the Yoshi ride went through everywhere.
Yeah.
So you could just really see the whole park. But for what it was cute.
I thought it was cute.
It was cute. And then the next thing was the Donkey
Kong. We went to Donkey Kong World. That was cool.
That was pretty cool. The ride, the roller coaster was pretty cool.
That was a great roller coaster.
Yeah, it's supposed to simulate how, you know, in Donkey Kong, it flies off the rail racks. So it's supposed to look like it's doing that, even though the track is on the side, on the bottom, and it holds the cart. So, but it gives the illusion that you're jumping off of the rails are broken and you're jumping from one to the other.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That was a pretty cool ride. I wasn't expecting it to be that rough. You know what I'm saying? It was a little bit rough and stuff, but I think it's supposed to be rough. Yeah, so it was good though. We didn't wait really long on it. One thing I would say about Universal that's really cool is that if you don't want to wait too long, they do have single rider options.
Well, no, not that option.
But what I'm saying is they do have that option where you have the express pass and all that stuff.
You still wait.
And you still wait, but you know, and the thing is, unless you get somebody cool that's doing it, you won't ride with who you're with.
Right.
But you know, like I said, we were doing this for reviews. So, we didn't, we were just doing our reviews. But I would always suggest, like, the best ride you want to go on, get there early.
Yeah. Or get the fast lane pass. Because it'll get crowded.
Yeah. So, but I mean, other than that, they had a lot of different places where you can go buy merch.
And you can play games.
I didn't see any place for food, like restaurants there.
I didn't see any restaurants, but they did have the stands.
Yeah, they had little stands. But I didn't see anything for
any
food.
Restaurants.
There was like a now if we're wrong, maybe we missed it. But I didn't see any Nintendo restaurant. That would have been cool. A theme Nintendo restaurant.
Maybe there was there.
Maybe there was, but I didn't see one. I mean, you could check online and see, maybe we missed it, but I don't think there was. But that would have been cool to have like a Nintendo restaurant.
Oh, it looks like they do.
Oh, they
It's called Leaky Cauldron.
Oh, see,
yeah, we missed it.
We missed it. We totally missed it.
They do have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So we totally missed that because we did want to eat, but we couldn't find, like, they had normal stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was like, little side stands and stuff. Like Donkey Kong had a stand, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we totally missed it.
We missed it.
Oh, man. Huh. You know, we missed it.
So. Next time, because, I mean, we're going to go.
We tried food in every one, but that one. But yeah, so one. Next time, okay, cool. So we can't judge it. But Nintendo Land is definitely worth Epic.
Yes, it was
definitely nice. Right. It is definitely nice. They put the money into that.
They did.
Put the money into that. So yeah. So then the last but not least was the Isle of Bird. Which is from
How to Train Your Dragon.
Now I could say that this was the least the least land I was interested
in. For us both. So we kept it for last.
But I could say when I got there,
it was pretty nice.
It was pretty great. Like it was now. It didn't give me wow epic. It seemed as like it could have been a Universal easily, but it was great. It was great. They have a few rides there. They have a ride where you ride on some dragons. Mm-hmm. They have the roller coaster. They have the water ride.
Yeah, and like Soar with Dragon.
And then they have a show. We were able to, my wife did not want to do the water.
Yes, it was the water prep. And you were like, if you want to do that ride, you're going to get wet.
Yes.
So definitely. And I did not want to get wet.
Yeah. You're going to get soaked.
You're going to get drenched. Yes.
But it wasn't like really like, it's not like a water ride where, you know, you're traveling around. Mm-hmm. It's just simple shooting water type thing. And it goes in a big circle. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it goes around and stuff like that. What was great, the highlight was two things. One, let's talk about the food. They have this meal that they serve the stuff in a piece of big bread.
Yes.
Right? It's like a cone.
It's a cone. All the stuff. Mac and cheese.
What I had was mac and cheese, barbecue, bacon with peanut butter glaze.
Yeah.
Now, I did not think I would like it, but I said for critics' purposes, I'm going to try this. And surprisingly, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bread that was in was really good.
Yes, I did like the bread.
I ate around the bread.
Yeah, I don't eat bread. It was a pretty good bread.
Yeah, I don't eat bread like that, but I was chomping on the bread. And I was like, wow. And the glaze with the bacon and the peanut butter glaze and the mac cheese all together and the pork was really, it was something that I didn't think I needed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really good. It was delicious. Then we went on the roller coaster, the dragon. I forgot what the name of the coaster is.
Yeah. Wasn't it the train dragon?
Something like that. But it's a roller coaster. And we went on it and it was
Just a ride over Burke. Yeah, and stuff.
It's a good roller coaster. It really is.
Yeah,
and I was pleasantly surprised.
It was one of the best roller coasters, I would say.
Yeah, it was.
And How to Train a Dragon.
Yeah, it was. You know, we weren't able to do the show because what happened was we got our food.
Yes.
We did the roller coaster because the roller coaster, the wait was only 15 minutes
and we just breezed right on in.
So we did, we got the food and we ran to do the show, which starts at 5:30. Yes. We got there at 5:30, but they said the show.
It was over capacity.
Over capacity.
Like, oh, come on.
So we couldn't do the show.
So we couldn't see it.
So unfortunately we couldn't.
Yeah, so it's like basically I think it's the spectacular of dragon or untrainable dragon.
And the only reason we were trying to do everything for our reviews, but in general, we live in Orlando. We have annual passes. Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to go to that park a lot, just like we've been to
Isle Adventure
and Universal a lot and Volcano Bay a lot.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, we weren't really pushing ourselves to try to do everything. We just try to do the main things just to give our review because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're critics. What we didn't do was the Star Race Racers, which is the it's a roller coaster. It's a dual roller coaster. I think personally, I think they took Dueling Dragons and moved it.
Oh, to there.
Yeah, it kind of like repurposed it in a sense. But yeah, because I think that's why they took Dueling Dragons out, because they want to do this one. That's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Two roller coasters side by side look like they're challenging each other. So that was a smart move from them. And this, the ride is not in any of the parks. It's actually in the general area. So, you know, you don't have, it's not in Burke. It's not in, it's actually in the general area. And then they have another ride, which is the center by the water, which is like a merry-go.
Yeah, it's a merry-go-round, which I'm not too fond of.
You know, I kind of thought that was a little bit corny-ish because I think that's like kind of trying to do the Disney thing. You know, Disney, we have, you know, and I just didn't like that because I'm like, why? You know, it seemed a little bit catering to younger kids and stuff, and it's like, you know, yes, I get it. But then it's like, you know, Universal's known for a little bit of the more mature, thing. And having that type of merry-go-round there, it's kind of like, come on, you're trying to do Disney. You know what I mean? You're trying to do, you're trying to make this like you know, like an Epcot in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the feel like an Epcot, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, but I mean, it's nice. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, eh. And then they have restaurants and stuff like that, which is nice. So one thing I can say about Universal, their food options are plenty, and it's pretty good,
and it's different too. So each world that you go into, you're gonna try on, you know, that specific world food, and it's pretty cool.
So it's definitely cool. So, you know, now these are my concerns about Universe, this park right now, because, you know, there's always some concern. I won't say bad, but concern. I do feel, because of its location, that if they don't build that side up over time, is going to be the least visited park. Because at the end of the day, I feel that I would still prefer to go to Alice Adventure or Universal Studios. Flat out. Even Volcano Bay. I prefer the, it's not, to me, if I had to choose, I'm still choosing Universal Alice Adventures and Volcano Bay over Epic. Epic seems to be the Epic seems to be the Magic Kingdom of Universal. You know, we're like, you know, Universal, you know, Disney has they have Epcot. They have Hollywood Studios, all that stuff, and they have, you know, Magic Kingdom, which is like geared towards the kids and, you know, whatever. And to me, Epic is their Magic Kingdom. To me, if, you know, because as soon as you get into Universal Studios, there are like five rides right there. Like, literally, you know, you got the Minions, two Minions rides across from each other, Transformers, you have the Rocket Roller, and you have the ABC. As soon as you get into the front, it's five right there. So the rides are definitely better at Universal and at Alice Adventures. Now, I could definitely say that the food selection is better at Epic because they have so many food selections in the parks, in the different sections, and outside as well. So it's definitely, to me, more geared towards family time type thing. You know, each park only has one or two or three rides, and they're not all really intense rides. So it is, to me, Epic is the Magic Kingdom of Universal, which is cool. You know, especially if, you know, you stay in a hotel that's right there, and then you get up and literally walk into the park from the hotel. So to me, it's a great expansion, but I still prefer, is not as great to me as Isle Adventures, or, you know, you have everything there. You have City Walk. You have everything right there. I think it's just a much better experience because, to be honest, I'm not going to want to take once I experience Universal Studios, Isle Adventure, Volcano Bay, City Walk, I'm not going to say, let me take a bus to go see Epic, because after I experience all that, there's nothing at Epic that's so great that I'm gonna be like, I gotta get over there. You know what I'm saying? Because even the Harry Potter world, yeah, the design is great and Nintendo Land is great, but it's not enough to say, yo, let me hop on this bus and travel 2 miles on this bus to get, you know, that's just my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I see it another way. I see that it's strategic. And so I don't think, you know, they spent a lot of years on, you know, on building this and the thought process that went into it before they even start building, and the traffic, and that whole area is all developed area. You have a lot of houses that are new, a lot of apartments, a lot of stuff, they're all new. So it is a growing area. So I really think that where it's at, even though to me it's not connected, I think it's still a good thing that they did. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I think Epic will be a lot of people will get drawn to go to Epic, you know, and especially the fact that, you know, Universal does not have any hotels that are right in the park. All the hotels that Universal have, you know, you have to take, you could take the boat across if you're in Universal, you know, but this, the hotel alone is the reason why I would go to Epic, because I would stay in the hotel like we did, and kind of, because it's a truly, truly different experience.
Yeah.
And I do see that, you know, and plus I do see where they're, you know, developing a lot more in the section. And so I think, you know, maybe they will do something like Disney did with Disney Springs, and they will bring something else there. And so, you know, another city walk. So I do think the future for them is very wide open now.
Well, maybe they have plans to connect it better, and or they have plans to spread over there, because like I said,
when I went
to the unrestricted area, there was all there was a lot of freaking
I think they all thought about that. I mean, you know, I mean, the thought process that go into this is years and years and years, and so I think it's gonna be a very good thing for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can see it. I just hope, I think for this, I think this is the most family friendly park they have.
It is.
Yeah, it definitely mm-hmm. is family friendly.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
So at the end of the day, you could definitely bring your kids mm-hmm. there and stuff like that. And a lot of Universal things aren't really geared.
Yeah, they're kids. Not kids. So you know, I think this one is.
Yeah, you know, because if you think about it, like, you know, you can't really go to City Walk with your young kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's really.
Well, you can.
I mean, you can, but it's not geared towards that. It's not geared towards the young mm-hmm. kids. Even the theme parks are not, you know, they have.
Yeah, they're more teenagers.
Yeah, it's more of a teenager growing up. Mm-hmm. Little kids, I mean, they have the Dr. Seuss land, but like,
but that's about it.
But that's about it. Really, everything's more geared towards older kids. Mm-hmm. So Epic's definitely the
one you're bringing young kids. Yes.
And it is family oriented. So that's the great. So so you know what? Let me go back. I think they're trying to reach a market.
They are.
That Disney. Has with the younger kids.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Nintendo Land, mm-hmm. Dark Universe is not too scary. It's not like, you know. So I think if that is the plan, mm-hmm. that we're going to go for a family event, family-friendly type environment, I think if they build upon that in that area, mm-hmm. then that will be successful. Yep. So if you're a little older and stuff, you want to go you go over there. But then if you want something, because also you got to think like this, Universal by itself has a lot of land. They have the hotels. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of stuff. I would want them to build it on that property, but it is what it is. So, you know, and everything's geared towards more mm-hmm. older.
Yes, more older teenagers.
But then when you go over to the other side, it's a little cheaper, more family mm-hmm. friendly. Even the hotels that they built.
Yeah, they do have a hotel walk where it's a walkable, so you don't have to stay right in the park, because it is an expensive hotel.
Yeah, and then they have the cheaper hotels, which are International Drive.
Yeah, the more economic ones.
So I think they're from, we don't know, but maybe they're trying to do more family fun mm-hmm. on that side.
Right.
This side is more adult.
Yeah, I mean,
which makes
me, that would make sense with the strategy. Like I say, I mean, I believe it will be very, very successful for them, because
if they keep
it's
building.
Such a different type of feeling.
It is a different feel. It's more family friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, if I had to choose where to go with my kids,
I
would go there. You know, I definitely will. Even, you know, maybe they're gonna build a water park over
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe, because you know, Disney has two.
Yeah.
One is
so
more
I'm thinking maybe you know, they will build a water park.
Really, Volcano Bay is a more
it's more older, adult
stuff like that.
And teenagers.
So maybe they'll build something over there geared towards more family. Yeah. So I think if that's their idea in that area to expand upon families more, then it will be more. Yeah. If it's by itself, I think after a while it will sizzle down. Mm-hmm. But if they're building, which I saw them building, then I think that would be a good plan. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we've been in Orlando for 20 years and we saw, you know, right before Volcano Bay, before the Volcano opened, we saw they're having the plans for And, you know, and that part makes sense. So, you know, these people are getting paid a lot of big money. So
they're getting paid a lot of big money to come up with these plans.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're not just building this park.
Oh, yeah, they're just going to build just to build.
You know, they probably are going to expand on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're looking all the way for the 20-30 years out.
Exactly. So, you know, so we'll see. We'll see how the future goes. But like I said, I would still recommend you to go to Epic. Go with your family. It's a great family thing. And, you know, if you can stay at Helios,
get
the entire experience.
I will say, you know, especially, I mean, they have this whole flower restaurant. It's called Flora Taverna. It's one of my favorite. And basically they have a buffet. Mm-hmm. It's a buffet style. So if you do stay there, they do have the different plans where you can add food option and everything. And that is a beautiful, beautiful buffet style restaurant.
But letting you know, though, when you stay at Helios, you still have to get a park pass.
Yes.
Because
it doesn't come with it.
Because you could get in and out the hotel in the front. But if you try to get to the park, you still have to go through security and show your park pass.
Yes.
So I'm just letting you know, don't think, oh, well, Castle State, no, you still have to buy the park pass. Okay. If you live close, I do suggest getting the annual pass. Mm-hmm. Then you won't have to worry about that.
Yep.
But if you are far, that's fine. But remember to get your pass. Don't go to a hotel and then you look at the park out your window.
Yes.
But you can't go because you got to pay for the ticket.
You got to go. You got to pay for it. And we did valet parking. The valet parking is really nice, too.
Yes.
The entrance is beautiful.
Their valet parking, I have to admit, is better than the other parks.
It is.
It is better than the other parks because what you got to do for all the parks, you got to park in the garage and then take the bus over there. So there's really no type of valet parking in a sense if you're going to Volcano Bay and whatnot. I mean, you could valet park to go to Universal.
To City Walk.
But you have to go through City Walk.
But you have to go to City Walk and then get to that.
This right here, the valet parking is literally
right there in front
of the entrance. So to be honest, the valet parking is worth it. If you have an annual pass, it's either free or it's half off depending on what you have. So that's definitely better there than anywhere else is that valet park. Because seriously, after that day, I was tired. I was like, oh, cool. You know, because we had to drive up. I mean, we live here. We don't go home. So we just parked in the valet. Yeah. So it was like, yo, boom, we're right there. We got in our car. Boom, we were. And Epic is closer to our house than Universal by the way you go. Because if you go, and this is another thing we're going to end soon. If you go to Epic, take the 528. Right. This is the 528 is another highway. Right. The popular one that people know of is I-4 or 408, stuff like that. But if you want to get to that Epic fast, quick, without traffic, take 528 to Universal Boulevard and get off there. And you run right into Epic. It is right there. Like literally you turn and you go down and you're in the area of Epic. So that's just a word of advice that if you're in town or depending on where you're staying or you're just coming straight here from wherever, take the 528. Avoid I-4 at all costs because at the end of the day, I-4 is always crowded and it's going to be crowded. But if you want to get to Epic directly and you live in Orlando area or whatever, get to the 508, the 528, if you can, and get off at Universal Boulevard. Okay, if you're coming from the Cocoa area, the east You take a left. If you're coming from the other side, like maybe Disney area or whatnot, you take a right after you get for Universal Boulevard. So that's just my advice for insider. So you get there real easy. Okay. All right. You got any last thoughts, my love?
Great. You're still working on kind of upload some of, we did vlogging while we were there. So we're going to kind of upload some of those videos as well as our pictures that we took so you guys can see it. But I mean, aside from that, it is definitely something. So when the park opens in May, I will say go ahead and kind of get your ticket and go enjoy it. And if you do have early, if you are a pass holder, then you can definitely go. Well, try to see if you could get, you know, if you could do a preview week, because the wait time to get into the queue is long as well. But hey, it's worth it. But again, it opens on May 22nd for the general public. So have fun.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you. Keep checking out couplecritics.com for all our updates. We're not only talking about, amusement park. We're also reviewing movies, anime, TV shows, restaurants, everything. Tech, all that stuff. So check out couplecritics.com. The audience keeps growing. We appreciate you. That keeps coming thank back. You. We see the numbers in the back. So thank you. We appreciate you. All right, guys. Until next time.
couplecritics.com.
That's
what I said.
I said it already.
Oh, deja vu. All right.
All right, guys. Till next time. Bye.